Good morning, gentlemen. The Gemara Masechet Berachot Daf Yud Dalet. Mat'emet ena teuna beracha. Tasting food does not need a beracha. Just tasting the food. The machloket rishonim. What does that mean? Tosafot quote Rabbeinu Hananel, who says the following: Haynu kishechozer upolet. That's only when he is going to spit out the food. He tasted, you know, the taste buds are inside the mouth, not inside the throat. And therefore, if you put something in your mouth, you're already tasting it well before you swallow it. You don't have to swallow it. You have to spit it out. Delo hashiv hana'a mina te'ima. Because hana'a, getting pleasure from something that requires a beracha, is not just from the taste. Aval bolea, lo. But if he's going to swallow what he tasted, then it doesn't work, meaning you need to say a beracha. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel and the Tosafot. The Rif and the Rambam is mashmanat like that because they bring a pasuk, the Kesef Mishneh explains, Ve'achalta ve'savata u'berachta. The beracha, although we're talking about Birkat HaMazon over there, but the beracha only comes when it's with the kavanah of achila, of eating. Achila means that you're going to have a meal, you're going to eat something. So we know that halacha is whenever you eat something, even if it's a minute thing, even if it's a crumb, you have to say beracha. But here, your kavanah is litom, is just to make sure that the taste is good. And because your kavanah is only to taste it and not because you're eating it, although you are swallowing it, you don't have to say beracha. This is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions. He brings the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is the following: Hatoem et hatavshil, en tzarich lebarech ad revi'it, meaning, if you're going to taste revi'it or kazait of food, that's it. Don't play that game of, oh, I'm tasting. It doesn't work like this. There's a moment that you say, that's achila. Whatever your kavanah may be, you can't bite a whole steak and say, I was just tasting. You know, how many times people eat in the restaurant and they say to the waiter, I didn't like the food. And they look on the plate and say, what do you mean you didn't like the food? You ate 3/4 of the plate, now you tell me you didn't like the food? You taste it, you didn't like it, it's the first bite. It can't go any further. It's the same thing in this halakha. Even if you kavanah is te'imah, if you ate a certain amount, it doesn't work. However, va'afilu im hu bolea, meaning if you ate less than the shiur, and you swallowed, afilu shu bala, he doesn't say the beracha. V'yesh omrim, but he quotes the other shita, which is the shitat atosafot. So the Rama says, safek berachot le'akel. Because of that, we don't say a beracha on a te'ima if somebody tastes. And even if somebody tastes and has an a'ah, because if you taste and it's not missing anything, you taste to make sure maybe it needs some spice. And by tasting it, you see that it's not missing anything. It's perfect. And you actually have an a'ah. But since your kavanah was only for te'ima, avilu shubara, even if it swallows, we don't say a beracha.